looks good. Wait a minute. Let me pause. Let me pause. First of all, welcome to the Swagger with Perk podcast, cousins and kin folks. It's so good to be back with you. Hey, man. Hey, man. You ain't trying to hide money today, huh? You don't want to hide it today. Usually we try to hide it. You see me, I threw on a Nike t-shirt because I'm like, me and my boy about to relax. And you come here with that. Oh, the jacket. So nice. The chain. The piece. What got you feeling like this today?
Well, one is because all my suit coats and everything else is in the cleaners.
Okay.
Second of all, look, it's not what it is, it's how you wear it, okay? So I know a lot of people looking at it like, oh yeah, man, Perk got that made or whatever the case may be. This came straight off the rack.
Perry. What?
Yeah, Perry Ellis style.
Perry Ellis. Now tell people how tall you is.
I'm 6'8".
The Perk 6'8", and Perk bought a Perry Ellis off the right.
And it fit, bro. It fits.
Hey, bro, that thing look good. It looked like you need to be in Black Panther. It looked like you need to be standing up with a piece of vibranium.
It's so cozy because look, for the simple fact, you can wear it in the wintertime, summertime.
Yeah.
It don't even matter. And then the black just pop off, you know what I'm saying?
Man, but, Listen, man, you got that beard spilling into that black like that. Is the goal is giving it a little highlight. Perk, let's move on. We got a lot to do. You look good today.
Hold on.
Okay, my bad.
I said, hold on. You must have been extra busy yesterday. I say, I know I called this dude yesterday.
You did.
I said to myself, I said, but you know what? See, this is how, and I want to tell you, I want to say this. To all the people out there in the world, I want to get into this real quick. Hey, look, man, when your friends and your brothers and you know the love is there, stop taking it personal.
Please
when
don't.
Somebody can't answer the phone because they might have something to do. And see, I want to say that because you know why? And I'm just BSing with you because I get so much of, man, dog, did you see me calling?
How bro, about, we get hey, it all the time.
Hey, dog, how about I was doing something?
Yes.
It was a Sunday, and I actually was out with my kids. It ain't that I don't mess with you, but what? Let me ask you a question. What I'd rather call somebody back when I actually have time for a minute than to pick up and say, hey, man, let me call you right back.
Absolutely.
What's the point of that?
And if I didn't call you back, and you know we family, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Well, we had busy. We had just talked right before then. For an hour on the phone, so I'm just. But I had. I want to.
I'm point glad that you out, said that.
But I wanted to point that out to the sensitive people out there, and it ain't got nothing to do with just me and Swaggoo. If people don't respond to your text, man, like just give it a minute.
And then sometimes, Perk, not like me in your case, sometimes they don't want to talk to you right now. That's it. Now, you know me and you, how we do it. I'll text you and be like, Brody, I'll hit you up later. I'm busy or I'm doing something like that. You know, yesterday was a good time with my daughter. My daughter's birthday was February 23rd. She turned 15.
Come on.
We didn't have time to do a birthday dinner. So yesterday is when we spent all of that time doing it. But let me get to this, Perk, because speaking of how good you looking today, and speaking of how my man got that thing really look, that thing looked tailored. It looked like it's molded to your body. I've been cousins and kin folks and Brody. I've been intermittent fasting. Okay.
I know you lightheaded.
Now let me tell you, I was lightheaded yesterday. I swear to God. My wife looked at me and was like, bro, you are tripping. Are you okay? See, the key to this, man, so basically, in a nutshell, I don't eat for 16 hours. I got an 8-hour window in which I can eat. So in between that 8 hours, I can eat. Once that 8-hour window is up, I got to wait for 16 hours before I eat again. All right, that's what intermittent fasting is. That's what I'm doing, 16 and 8. Some people can do extreme. Some people go 24 and they eat for 4 hours in a window on the next day. I'm 16 and 8. Perk, let me tell you something, bro. The first 3 days, that third day, that first day, the first day you hype, right? Yeah. This is what happened. This is what get people. First day you hype, you're feeling good. I wasn't starving. You know, you own it. I got my water right here. I got everything. I had everything already situated and planned. I knew what I was eating in that first window. So I did it the first day. Second day came around. I was like, oh, I feel good, man. I think I'm good. Right. Because you're trying to change a lifestyle. You ain't trying to change just for a few months. Trying to change a lifestyle. So, bro, I got to that third day, bro. And I walked out of the room. I walked in my wife looked at me like, oh, he fading. He finna give it up. Cause she been doing it for 2 weeks now. She's looking perk. She always looked good, but she looking good.
Bro. Yeah.
That skin cleared up, everything. Anyway, she saw me that third. Huh?
Did you have an attitude?
You know how us big boys get when we ain't ate. I had an attitude. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I told my mama, I said, you got to take the kids to school this morning. I can't get up early and take them to school. You got to take them to school. It was a mess. But now I'm on like day seven. And bro, let me tell you something. I ain't trying to sell intermittent fasting to nobody. It's very healthy. It's good for you. Big bro, I feel great.
Really?
My energy is through the roof. And then too, you know what I love more about it than anything? When I get in the bed to go to sleep, I go to sleep. It ain't no more staring at the walls. It ain't no more of that. I literally, like at the end of the day, when I done ate through my window and I go to bed, I'm asleep. The next morning I wake up, I'm good. I feel energy. I feel energetic. So, but that third day perk, listen, I was finna give it up. I was about to go right down the street to Popeyes. I was going to give me a 4-piece dark mix, spicy, okay, with some fries and a side of red beans and an extra biscuit. I was going to do it.
About to say, boy, you didn't say them red beans and rice. I was going to pull up. that make the whole meal.
You see my face.
Yeah.
Y'all better stop going to Popeyes and not get no red beans.
Hey, look, it's real, dog. I'm telling you, I'm proud of you because you actually see, you called me out on social media working out, and I said, you know what? It's time for me to go ahead and do the same.
Because we family.
Now what I did was I'm on a no carb, no sugar.
Okay.
Time. Okay. And okay. I'm gonna tell you something. The first 3 days, bro, it was hell. And you know what the bad part about it? And you could relate to this. When you're trying to change for us, okay?
Yeah, man.
When you got kids, it makes it all the worse.
Yes.
Because they coming in and they're munching and every night and they're doing certain things. And I'm like, hey, look, man, look, like if I'm on something, then we all gotta be on something.
Everybody in the house.
Even my 5-year-old twins gotta get punished. And they ask it, why the hell they gotta drink water all damn day? Because that's the only thing, you know. Everybody getting punished.
Everything get thrown away.
Yeah, if I gotta suffer, everybody gotta get it.
Everybody gotta get it.
Hey, I saw you today, though. You trying to talk about me? I saw you today on First Take.
I put it on. Looking good.
Talking basketball. Yeah. I saw you. Yeah, dog.
You know what we do? Yeah. You know what we do? Speaking of talking basketball. Let's get into your area of significance when you start talking that hoop, boy. Listen. Mm-hmm. Ja Morant, bro. We talked about him earlier on. This is podcast number 17, but we talked about it earlier. We talked about how good he was. You was way ahead of the game talking about Ja in the MVP conversation. There was a statement made, Perk, and I'm keen to not disagree with it, but I'm going to say it, and I want to hear what you think about it.
Talk to me.
Ja Morant is the number one draw in the NBA, meaning the Memphis Grizzlies, because of Ja Morant and his ability, has people filling the stadium up. Now, Memphis has always been a really good basketball town. Let's not get it twisted. It's always been a good basketball team. But
he's the number
my
one.
Question to you is he the number one act in the NBA? If you say, hey, man, we got to go through Memphis, this me and you on the road in the car. To get to where we're going, we got to drive through Memphis. And then when we get close to Memphis, you look on your phone and you realize, damn, the Grizzlies got a game tonight. Do we have to stay and watch Jai, or do we continue on to the city we're going to? I'm going to sit back and let you tell me if Jai is the number one act box office in the NBA.
Yes, he is. And to answer your question, not only are we going to stay, but we're going to stay at the Westin Hotel, which is right across the street, and it's right in Bill Street, right behind it. So we got the barbecue. That's our cheat day. We got flow seats. We got flow seats because Perk and Swag Goo is embraced in the dark side. They waiting on us to pull up. See, here's the thing.
We should.
Here's the thing. Ja Morant, I have to take you back about 3 years ago. Ja Morant been shown us that he had the capability of being the number one act of an NBA.
That's true.
And this is when he was at Murray State. Remember, they got into the tournament. Remember, he was showing us signs then. Remember, he was tweeting after the game saying, everybody calm down. This ain't nothing new to me. And people, you know, go to our saying, if a person show you who they are,
believe them.
But they didn't believe him. So me following Ja since Murray State, then saying that he should have got drafted number one, to now we at this place. Look, for the MVP talk, we could dive into that. Should he be most improved? No, I can't give him that award. And I don't want to disrespect the award by saying, but it's just true. That award is beneath him.
Yeah.
In a good way. Yeah. Because
I got you.
It's just like like last year they was trying to give it to Luke, and I'm like, no.
He in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, when these expectations are up here, it ain't no most approved. We supposed to. Yeah. Now, when it comes to must-see TV, let me tell you something, Swaggoo. You know we going down to Memphis, okay?
Turn up. I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, our network is going down to Memphis.
Yeah, I know they sending a countdown, right?
Yeah, we doing the all access
because of Ja.
We doing the all access because of Ja.
Yes.
Just think about it. Just think about what he just did in the United Center a few days ago. The man, first of all, every person that just stepped into the United Center this year has been outplayed by Debo. That's DeMar DeRozan. That's his new nickname. Well, I don't know if it's been old, but that's what people call him. Ja Morant said, "Nah, dog, I'm here." He went there and gave them people 40-piece. 40-piece with nothing but highlights. The man did caught a lob and did a 360 layup, man.
Perk, you got to do me a favor, big bro. When you on NBA today and when you go to countdown for Memphis, just use this one word for me. I'm going to be looking for it. Ja Morant is dazzling. You got to use it.
I keep telling he's dazzling. I'm going to use it. And you know what? I'm going to reference you. And when I do it, you know what you done taught me. This is our new signature move. Well, I'm gonna kick my feet up so high on that desk when I say it. Yeah, because here it is, bro. This is one thing, and I want to hear what you gotta say. Yeah. I know how you feel about him, but man, not only is Ja Morant dazzling, and not only is he the number one act in the NBA. Yeah. When you're the number one act, that means that you can watch this team and watch this guy. And you know that you're going to get some must-see TV highlights.
100%.
I don't give a damn. Turn on the television and watch the Memphis Grizzlies, and you're going to be like, no, he didn't. Like, it's going to be that, whether it's his ball handling, whether it's his alley-oop dunks, whether it's his finishing below the basket, all his craftiness. But I'm going to tell you this. Hey, man. I've been doing a lot of thinking and I've been doing a lot of looking. And right now, people keep talking about the Eastern Conference is up for grabs, but I'm going to take you to the West real quick.
It is.
I understand Golden State and I understand Phoenix, but Golden State is not healthy. Golden State been struggling. Draymond Green got back issues. Back issues could linger.
Linger, yep.
Chris Paul is out into almost to the postseason. Man, when I look at this Memphis Grizzlies team, bro, they have zero flaws. flaws.
Or you've been saying it all season?
They have zero flaws. So I just want to just to our cousins, kinfolks that are listening, listen to me closely. Do not be surprised if this team is representing the West in the finals. Hey. I'm just telling y'all, don't take these young guys for granted. They're young, but they got old souls, man. Yeah. And big Stephen Adams. You know, I taught Stephen Adams the game in Oklahoma. The
physicality. Yeah.
Boy, he out there grabbing 20 rebounds, leading the league in offensive rebounds. He's screening his ass off. He doing everything. Hey, look, man, I'm telling you, I got to a point where I told all the shows, they already knew. I told them I'm not talking about Memphis or Ja for a whole month. And that month passed. It's now not, it's time to get right back on. Yeah.
I'm going to be quick. He the number one attraction in the NBA. He would have been the number one attraction in the dunk contest. I wish he would have been in it as horrible as that was.
Up the salary.
But beyond that perk, here's what I don't want people to miss. Ja Morant is doing this on a good team. Hey, you know basketball.
Uh-oh.
You're right. You know who our guy is in L.A. Bron averaging, what, 29. But ain't nobody, clamoring to see that, right? No. Can you function? Can you get 40 in a win in the United Center against a really good team and still be the Ja Morant that everybody came to see, along with getting everybody else involved? He the number one attraction in the NBA. And the reason he the number one attraction in the NBA, more than anything, is because he doing it while winning.
Hey, bro, I ever told you I love you.
I love you too, bro. It's just the truth. We have to tell the truth on this podcast, man.
Because
a lot of cats can get 30 in the NBA. You know, you and I talk about that all the time. Can you get 30 and win? Can you get 30 and lead? Can you get 30 and the other four on the floor with you ain't mad because of your shot selection? Can you do it with all of that type of stuff being prevalent?
Answer is yes. This is why. Let me tell you why. Because guess what? Not only will Ja Morant achieve certain individual accolades, but guess what? Desmond Baines was averaging 7 points, I believe, last year. He's averaging 18 and a half.
Let's go.
19. Most improved. Jaren Jackson Jr. is up for Defensive Player of the Year conversation. So to answer your question is that Ja Morant is able to be the best version of himself and shine the light on others.
Everybody else, yeah.
There's no hate in that locker room, dog. There's no hate. We can move on. I'm telling you, All Access Memphis is coming.
I ain't mad at it at all. I'm glad y'all going down there. Just use dazzling for me. We gonna move to something else, Perk, because the NBA busy. It's that time of the year, dude. It's that time of the year. Perk, what I saw from Joel and James Harden in Philly, oh my God, Perk, it is everything we wanted it to be. All right, now I know in the East when the Nets figure they stuff out, and obviously we just talked about the Chicago. We got Miami in the East. We know the teams in the East. We know who the top tier, who the guys we think gonna go to the finals. But Lord have mercy, Perk. Listen, with that bully they call James Harden and Embiid, and them deciding to play together. They are deciding to play together because what you said is going to resonate with me forever until they get it done. James Harden came to win a championship. He ain't come to average 50. He ain't come to get $50 million a year. He came to win a championship. I like when you fall yours like that. He came to win a championship. And the fact that they doing this now, like James just showed up and it looked like they've been playing together all season long. And that's a commitment to two of the most elite stars in the NBA saying, we got one goal. We got one goal at what we're doing. So all of the pressure that was on James Harden about leaving Brooklyn and even leaving Houston, because that was still following him a little bit, and coming to Philly, the pressure shifts to Doc Rivers now because they done already showed that they can hoop together. They got a stopper in Thibault. Like, bro, listen. James Harden and Joel Embiid are enough of a duo. Because, see, we've been in the three-man conversation for championships here recently.
But come on, come on.
They enough of a duo to win a championship. I want to hear you talk about it. Because I was so excited to see them play together and play the way that they played and knowing that they're going to sacrifice. All I remember was James after that A-1 doing this. And Embiid coming over to dap it down. Get it done, Perk. I want to hear you talk about it.
Well, first, I understand you and I, we're on our health kick, but we need to get on that new plan James is on.
He got an 8-pack. How did he lose the weight like that?
He's skinny. Look, here's the thing. Let me tell you one very important reason why I'm rooting for James Harden.
Let me hit.
Because James Harden said, I want out of this situation, get me to Philly in the same conference with KD and Kyrie.
Yep.
You know what that shows me? If we meet at the top, I see you at the top. I'm not scared of you, boy.
I'll see you.
Yeah, I'll see you. He ain't ducking. He didn't say, let me go to the West. No, I'm going to go in the same conference as y'all. And eventually, we might just meet up.
Yes,
and
sir.
Let's see what happens. Okay, so that's the first thing I respect about him. The second thing I respect about him is this. He didn't got there broke, and his leadership skills has went through the roof. Last night, bro, let me point something out to you. Last night, James Harden took 14 shots to get 29 points.
Efficient.
Diamond, 16 assists. So all those people that were out there saying, oh, he's going to take away from Joel in game. No, actually, he enhanced it. Absolutely. He enhanced it. Joel say, I gotta be on alert because I'm so wide open and getting passes now. It's catching me off guard.
Hey, let's explain it to him, big bro. Sports is numbers. You can't double team everybody. Okay. So when you add James Harden, who you would prefer double team when he get going, what decision you gonna make? We talking about Joel Embiid being the MVP of the NBA. So what decision are you going to make on how to defend the Philadelphia 76ers now?
You don't have none. Like, you don't have no choice.
I was looking for.
You don't have no decision.
You better hope they off.
You better hope they off. But even if they off, guess what? They're two of the best, if not the best, at getting to the free throw line.
Yes, sir. Joel shot 30.
He shot 30.
Come on, man. 30 free throws.
He fouled out both of their bigs, and that third big was at four.
Perk,
so,
listen, Perk. Controversial statement on Swaggoo and Perk. He keep going like this. He the best big man ever.
Bro.
Injuries have derailed a lot of us seeing Joel Embiid become what we looking at right now. But barring no injuries, big fella, I don't know if I can look at any other big man in the NBA and say they had that.
You can't. Not okay. A center.
Okay.
And
okay.
So
no.
Do you remember me telling the world that he's already the most skilled center of all time? I told people this, and they thought I was crazy. I said, listen, if Kevin Durant and Olajuwon had a baby,
it's Joel. It
was Joel Embiid.
All right. So, listen, for the sake of clarity, he was 23-27 from the free throw line. He went to the free throw line and shot 27 free throws.
We round up.
And not only that, James Harden shot 10.
10 for 10.
Okay. All right. So right there, you got 33 points.
Oh, okay, and right now I'm gonna tell you this. I said it earlier yesterday. I'm gonna say it again. I said it yesterday. Right now, I got Philly winning it all, and I'm gonna stand on that. And people could say, "Oh, it's just a small sample size." No, it is not.
Not these hoopers.
Let me tell you why. and we could dive into something else. But let me tell you why. Before James Harden got to Philly, do you know Joel Embiid, right before the All-Star break, took Philly into Milwaukee and dropped the 42
piece? I remember that. We talked about it.
With a win. Do you know Philly also beat the Golden State Warriors without a James Harden? Do you know Philly lost to the Phoenix Suns by 5 points without a James Harden? So don't come telling me nothing.
All these teams, everybody got going to the finals.
When we talk about the Nets, bro, first of all, let me say this. The playoffs has already started. Yep. Because of the play-in tournament, the playoffs has already started. So it's less than, 25 games left in the season?
Yeah.
Here's the thing that concerns me about the Nets. And people out there be BSing themselves by not taking this in consideration. If you think that you could win a championship with any type of without chemistry, you fooling your damn self. So, to all you Brooklyn Nets fans, and look, we got cousins and kid folks in there. I love you. I just got to keep it real. I don't know when Ben Simmons is coming back. Okay? And even if KD does come back and Kyrie playing the way he playing, when Ben Simmons do come back, he still got to figure out some type of chemistry or it's going to be too late. The playoffs going to be this
start. And Perk, to your point, bro, KD and Kyrie ball dominant. Ben Simmons ain't helping you if he ain't dominating the ball.
Man, the last time we saw Ben Simmons play was 7 or 8 months ago, man, and we saw what that looked like.
Because here's what everybody think. Everybody think Ben going to come in, play point guard, facilitate everything that was going on. And then on defensive end, obviously, he's a really good defender. But ultimately, Perk, like we talking about – so when Ben let's clear this up, okay? When Ben was in Philly, it's easier to be a facilitator when it's a big man. It's easier to do your work, right? We look at James Harden. He had success with Capella in Houston. He had success with majority of the big man James Harden played with. He had a tremendous amount of success. Now he's playing with the best one he ever played with in Joel. So Ben Simmons' job on the offensive end was not hard. Let's create pick and roll. Let's figure out how to get Joel the ball. And I'm going to find shooters and facilitate. So what are you going to do when it's just Ben Simmons and Kyrie in the game? Or what are you going to do when it's just Ben Simmons and KD in the game? And I get it. I understand that they got Seth. And obviously they got other guys that can put the ball through the rim. But to your point, when you talk about continuity and figuring things out, this ain't James Harden coming in who already knows how to play with Kevin Durant. This is a totally different situation for Ben Simmons having two other guards be the guys that he got to facilitate for. I'm gonna leave it at that.
And Ben Simmons is a guy that is lacking confidence.
Yes.
And Ben Simmons is a guy that got question marks about whether or not he really loves the game of basketball. But I'm gonna end this subject on this. This was my last comment. You know, like I know. Nothing gets you in game shape like playing games, whether it's basketball or football.
Yeah.
So here's a point that people is missing. Ben Simmons is injury prone.
100%.
So we don't know what his body is going to be able to take for as a workload and things to that nature. That's what I'm saying to the Nets. Like, how long are y'all going to keep prolonging his return? Yeah. It's not because we want to see the chemistry. I need to see him actually play the game basketball before you really get to the other playoffs. Things get real and things get intense, that's how guys strain a calf muscle or strain a hamstring. I'm not wishing it on them. I'm just speaking reality.
Well,
we can move on. But if you watch that game, if you watch the 76ers and you sitting up here telling me that you wasn't all at all, or you telling me that these two dudes don't look like the best duo in the game of basketball? You telling me along with Tyrese Maxey that it's impossible or they can't win the championship? You crazy as hell. By the way, real quick, shout out to all the damn dummies that passed up on Tyrese Maxey.
Shout out to him.
The Knicks could have had him, but they chose Obi Toppin. See, that's the problem. Go ahead.
I know you want to get it out. Go ahead.
I got to get it out. That's the problem that I have with so many general managers and quote unquote front office guys, because they dive too damn deep into what somebody passed or what they didn't did outside of basketball, instead of reevaluating the person and the player and saying, you know what, let me get him over here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he had this, or he could do this. Man, I ain't trying to hear that. Get him over here. I'll figure everything
out. That's what great coaches do. All right, bro.
Come on, man.
All right, bro. That East going to be a beast. Having this conversation, that East going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun.
It's
going
to be real.
Listen, man, we got to go. I know it's unfortunate, but we got to go to the other coast and go to L.A. And I know you're sick of talking about this. I already know you're sick of talking about this, but we got to talk about it because I need to say something. I need to get something off my chest, all right, about this particular situation.
I need to hear it, bro, because I'm mentally exhausted.
I know it. And you have more of a relationship with what's going on. I'm just a fan of LeBron James and want to see him have as much success until he get out of there. Bro, Bron is so disinterested in the LA Lakers right now. And I feel like this, Perk. I got to be honest. We got to have some hard truths about our boy right now. Bro, you can't do that. You can't do what you're doing, bro. Like, you cannot do what you did the other night. And I get it. I get frustration. I get playing well and the team ain't coming with you. Can't do it. Because everything that's happening in LA is going to be equated to the moves that you want to make. And now we're going crazy about Rob Pelinka ain't make this move, or he didn't get involved in the trade deadline, all of that. Maybe that's cool. That's fair. If you thought that you needed to improve and you wanted, that's fair. That's fair for you to have a problem with that it wasn't much movement. What's not fair, though, is when you getting whooped by the New Orleans Pelicans and you look like you don't want to hoop. Because we just said on this podcast last week, hoopers hoop. And that's different for LeBron James. That ain't just going – LeBron can get 30 when he pissed off and he disinterested. We know he can get 30 points. Bron did not lift guys last night. I had a real issue with that. I had a real issue with him saying, hey, everything looks bad right now. Come on. I got us. I need you to come with me. He looked, and if I'm gonna go crazy on Kyler Murray, who's in the news right now about his sideline demeanor, if I'm gonna talk about Urban Meyer when he was in Jacksonville with his sideline demeanor, leaving his quarterback out to dry when things was going bad, like he had no damn idea what was going on. If we gonna go in about James Harden in Houston not being interested because he wanted to get out, if we're gonna talk about AD leaving New Orleans and he was disinterested and wanted to get out. Bro, your legacy doesn't allow for you to look dejected in a basketball game. It don't allow for that. And hear me when I say this, Cousins and Ken folks and Brody. I'm not talking about LeBron James in totality. We know he's the greatest basketball player to ever play, right? Yeah. That's going to start fights. I love to fight. I ain't fighting with nobody no more. Talk to your damn daddy. Here's the thing. When we see all of this stuff breaking down for the Los Angeles Lakers, and we understand that this will be directly tied to LeBron James and his attitude and how he goes about either getting this team to win a play-in game and potentially getting to a series in the playoffs, even though I don't think they're going to win if they get in one. But outside of that, it's time for you to go into leadership mode. It is not good. Your team not good. You don't have AD. All of this stuff is broken down. This is when you come back in your 19th season doing what you're doing on the basketball court and say, hey, young fellas, jump on my back, follow my direction, and let's get this thing cleaned up. Perk, I don't see it from him right now. And I know based on my experience, that that's how LeBron does it. I understand that he leads young guys, leads teams. But right now, bro, you out there looking dejected, it ain't going to help Malik Monk. It ain't going to help the rest of those guys on that roster. It ain't going to help Taylor Horton Tucker start going offensively crazy like we used to him doing. It's not going to help them dudes. I need you to be better than that, King James. All right, I'm going to step back because I know that's family. But I had to get that off my chest, bro.
Yeah, family or not, that is family, but your real family going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
There you go.
Exactly what you just did. Because I started to send him a text last night, but I knew he was in so I'm going to let it simmer down, but he will get a text from me later. Yep. Whether he respond or not, I pull up on his ass. I don't give a damn. But here's the thing. Man, you were so right. But you know what the thing that I realized last night? Everything you just spoke was 100% true. The one thing I realized last night is that LeBron James is human.
Yeah, man.
He's human, dog. Yeah. And let me tell you why. He's so frustrated because, again, he's giving it his all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, things are not going his way. But guess what, Bron? This is another opportunity to actually prove why you're the GOAT. When adversity hit like it never hit before, like where you at right now, this is the time to prove and say, you know what? Let me take it to another level.
Yeah.
And prove why I'm different and prove why I got a seat at the table. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if you saw my tweets, but I was pissed the hell off.
I know you was mad.
But because
it's because of your expectation though.
Yeah, but it's the integrity of the game.
Yep.
It's kids watching, it's the bad body language, it's the disrespect to the game of basketball, and it wasn't just Bron, it was the entire team. And you know what makes it even worse? It's nowhere in hell you got all those damn veterans, and they doing all that.
And they doing all that, yep.
And then going back and forth with the fans, like the fans are saying something wrong.
Perk, just like we gonna give Bron his flowers, to your point, this is the time when the adversity is an all-time high for you to be the guy to say, hey, man, we ain't finna pout. We about to work.
We about to work.
We're gonna work. And look, this ain't cousins and kin, folks. LeBron gonna work. LeBron gonna ball. He gonna have a lot of success. We ain't talking about LeBron James skills in basketball. What we talking about now is him asserting himself as a leader when everything is chaotic and not going the way he thought it was going to go, to find if this team has another level because you decide to find out. Not Frank Vogel, not Rob Pelinka, not Jeannie Buss, not anybody, not Magic Johnson, nobody associated with the Los Angeles Lakers, not the memory of Kobe, not Shaq's statue that's out there. This is about the LeBron James era and how much can I get out of this basketball team that we all agree that not championship level team, but can you get them to be better than y'all are? That's the question we asking. So I want to find out. Because, Perk, to your point, this is going to be – look, LeBron went to L.A. and won a championship. Let's not get it twisted. He went there, won a championship, did what he came to L.A. to do. But these moments of adversity, when we start talking about LeBron James, quote-unquote, last dance, not yet, but when we start talking about the legacy, I want this – part of the legacy to be that, man, you remember how bad the Lakers was and LeBron pulled them out of that? And they were able to go to the playoffs and win a series? Perk, if the Lakers win, based on where we are now, if the Lakers win a playoff series, that's enough to say he pulled them out of the mud.
Bro, but listen to this. Anything can happen in the playoffs. So my thing is this. Why is your mindset saying, look, we already in a position that we don't have nothing else to lose.
Right.
Bro, if we come in as a 7 or 8 seed facing the Phoenix Suns or the Golden State Warriors and we knock them off, bro, do you know what that does for your legacy?
Everything.
Everything.
It ain't like his legacy ain't already.
It's already significant.
But what we talking about is when people start having conversations about greatest of all time. See, these are the type of things you got to do when you in the GOAT conversation.
Yeah.
Like we could talk about LeBron and his career, how much success he'd have had. Everybody understands that. This is what puts you in the GOAT conversation. This is another piece to when that argument is going on. Be like, remember how bad the Lakers was, but they went and beat Phoenix or they beat Golden State in the series when they didn't have AD or when they wasn't fully healthy. So, Perk, I'm going to leave it at that. I hated his body language. I didn't like his attitude when they were losing to the Pelicans. He can't allow that to happen because we expect more from him.
I might deal with
it. Now, I done forgot what we're talking about next.
I don't know what we were supposed to talk about next, but that's the beauty of it.
We didn't talk about enough.
Because we'll dive into a whole lot of other things. But look, here's one thing that I feel like we have to address. And this may be off topic. One, look, we got something, right? Cousins, Ken Folks, drop your comments in.
Yes.
We'll answer them next episode. Is all.
Ask us some questions.
Ask us some questions.
Yeah.
Ask us some questions. We want to know. But this is the thing that I want to know. All right, Swaggoo, this is what I have a concern about. Go and on. I think we should end on this.
Let me sit up.
I need to know. I just want to know one football question for me.
Okay.
Let me know. Does Aaron Rodgers just love attention?
Yeah. Yeah. Like bro, listen. If I didn't work for ESPN and it wasn't our job to talk about everything that happens in football and with Aaron Rodgers, one of the polarizing figures in the NFL, we got to be honest now. His greatness is the reason we talk about him like we do. But yeah, he loves attention. If you don't think he loves attention, you ain't been paying attention. Okay. I'm gonna leave it at this, Perk. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna move off this topic because I really don't like talking about it. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers when he actually says something about his football career. That's when I really want to talk about it. But for the sake of having the conversations in sports and trying to determine what's going to happen, what makes sense, what could potentially happen, I'll say this. Aaron Rodgers' attention comes from the fact that he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Mm-hmm. The disdain that I have for Aaron Rodgers is that he wants everybody to know that 24/7 every day of the week. I don't like that. I don't like that because what he's done over the last 2 years is the worst nightmare for your star player. It's your worst nightmare for as an organization. I'm not absolving the Green Bay Packers doing anything wrong. I'm not saying that they've gotten everything right. But your worst nightmare as a franchise is for you to have a quarterback that understands I can totally disrespect everything about this organization and they still gonna offer me a contract and they gonna want me to play football. And rightfully so in this regard that he plays at the highest level in the game. But ultimately, Perk, I said it a few months ago and you know people be thinking we saying stuff for hot takes, but here's the bottom line. Green Bay should want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to say that again. Yes, the Green Bay Packers should want to move on from Aaron Rodgers because the relationship is not salvageable. Perk, you know this. I'm going to give you a perfect example, Perk. If you was in your career when you was playing for the Boston Celtics and you was leading in rebounds, you was leading in blocks, and you were doing your thing at the highest level, it don't matter if you and Danny Ainge had a bad relationship. You was hooping. So everybody going to come out to save face. Everybody going to say what they don't really want to say. And that's what's been happening with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to leave it at that, bro. The bottom line is he loves the attention, and we give it to him.
Okay, well look, I know we got to go, but look, we go in on this, though.
You done got me mad.
I know, but my bad. I just wanted to know. But look, we go in on this. I want to give Adam Silver his flowers.
Yeah.
Have I ever done that on
Not Swagger? Here. I don't think
bro,
so.
Let me take a moment to give Adam Silver his flowers. Let me tell you why. When it comes to players, the players commissioner, he's the best I ever seen.
Yeah.
And I was under David Stern. David Stern had us wearing suits and ties. Adam Silver letting guys be whoever the hell they want to be.
Yep.
But it goes past just clothing. I want you to know, Adam Silver stopped. He the reason we had a pandemic, if you remember. He stopped basketball. Adam Silver supported players in the bubble for not playing.
Yep.
Adam Silver is the reason why Kyrie Irving might get a chance to play in New York.
Yep.
Because if Adam Silver wouldn't have never spoke up, guess what? Kyrie would have been in the same situation. And that goes back to my point. Of why I always preach, and this goes for everybody, including me and you.
Yep.
When you have a certain level of power and you have a voice, it's always better when someone from a different race or a different culture speaks up on another culture situation or 100%. Anything of that nature. It just rings a different tone.
Yep.
And the reason I said that is because the NBA is over 80% African Americans. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when we talk about things that transpired in the NFL, that I wanted to hear Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Me and you had a phone conversation about it. And I know it probably won't never happen.
Yep.
But see, at the end of the day, if we know right from wrong, we may not know everything in the books about, you know, racism and ancestors and things, but we know we got common sense to know right from wrong. And so if me and you happen to see anything that was done wrong to another culture and we come on as African-American men and speak about it, it's going to sing a different
song. Yep.
But I just had to give Adam Silver his flowers, bro, because he didn't have to do that.
Yes. Yes.
The NBA is doing just fine.
I'm going to leave on this.
Go ahead.
I'm going to leave on this. We're going to end episode 17 of the Swagger with Perk podcast. Roger Goodell done spoke up on black issues more than Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees. Y'all have a nice day, cousins. This has been Swagger with Perk.
The title is Lead Mode.
Lead Mode. We out of here. Much love. We out. Hey, you look good. You look good, bro.
Hey, you see what's behind me. Hey, I'm a record. Hey,
if they have another one of them jackets, pick me one up and send me the bill.
Something to the bill either way.